Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Proverbs chapter number 22 this morning. Just want to read one verse in your hearing, and then we'll look at several verses in this chapter this morning, continuing in our thought this morning upon our young folks. And I trust that you be praying for them and that God would touch their hearts and save them at a young age. I tell you, we need that in raising a generation that knows God this morning. How sad that it is that the Bible said that there came a generation after Joseph that knew not God, that knew not Joseph this morning. And I tell you, I'm afraid we're raising a generation this morning that don't know anything about God. The Bible said this morning in Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Our Heavenly Father, and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, Lord, such a wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you've given, Lord, your blessings upon our life. And, Lord, for the reading of your word this morning that you preserved down through the years of time, that every generation may look into, God, your precepts and your wonders this morning, God, to find direction, instruction, God, and encouragement in these days that we live, Father. And I do pray, God, for our young folks this morning, God, that you'd instill in them the things concerning yourself this morning, God, that you'd bring them, Lord, to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ this morning. And Father, I pray that how this morning, wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. I pray that how you'd anoint your men, God, to stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God, that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. Oh God, how we need revival. Continue on in our hearts and our lives this morning, God. And I pray this morning, God, you touch those we made mention, those that are sick this morning, those, God, that are facing surgeries, those, God, that are taking treatments, those that are recovering, God, from these procedures. I pray that your hand be upon them this morning, God. Remind them that all things are under your control and in your power, your ability this morning, God. I pray you pass by all the places where your people are gathered together, and may the name of Christ be exalted. May your Holy Spirit have liberty. And Lord, for all of this, we'll thank you and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. As Solomon said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning some things that last a lifetime. Some things that last a lifetime this morning. Now, Solomon writing here in Proverbs is instructing his children to walk in the ways of the Lord. In fact, in verse number 24, Solomon said, my son, amen. In fact, this morning, our dear friend, the Bible tells us some 24 times in this book of Proverbs, you'll find that little phrase, my son. He says, incline your ears and guard your heart and forget not my words, but seek wisdom above all things as the principal thing this morning. As Solomon was the wisest of all men, has showed the glory of God. My dear friend, this morning, who man, until Jesus Christ came upon this earth, and yet was also a very foolish man, my dear friend, that took on 700 wives, my dear friend, and in the hands of his two sons, Jeroboam and Rehoboam, the kingdom of God was divided, amen. But yet in his latter years, he penned down these words to remind them of their upbringing, to remind them of their duty to God. There are six things this morning that I want to make mention, dear friend, that we need to instill in our children that'll last a lifetime. Amen. Dear friend, but first of all, let's dissect this verse number 6. Dear friend, there is the responsibility of parents. Amen. He said, train up that child. More than teach it, it implies more than just words, not just do as I say, but brother, actions, examples, and repetitions. Amen. The Bible said, train up a child. Dear friend, that means on the way up. Amen. If they don't get it while they're young, probably is they never will. Amen. Our window of opportunity, dear friend, our process or our privilege to influence them is shorter now than it ever was. Amen. I'm not talking about sheltering them from the things of the world. Brother, there's going to be times when you're not around. We need to prepare them for the battle. Prepare them to make the right choices. Dear friend, listen, the definition of a parent has changed down through the years. Amen. Now, dear friend, it's a grandparent. Dear friend, now it's an uncle or aunt. Dear friend, now how sad it is, it's a single parent. Dear friend, but ever how it's classified or defined, you better instill in your children some things that'll last a lifetime. Dear friend, your job is not, dear friend, your first priority. Your social life, dear friend, is not the top of the list. Your career, not even your happiness. Dear friend, this morning, your first priority this morning is to raise your children. Dear friend, they're not a burden, they're they're not a hindrance. They're not a sack of taters you drop off. Somewhere else do you get ready to pick them up? Dear friend, I'm telling you, the Bible said, train them up in the way that they should go. Not your way, not their way, but God's way this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm not talking about just keeping them in church. Dear friend, I'm talking about getting some church in your children. Dear friend, some things that'll last them for the rest of their life. Amen. And then notice something else. Not only the responsibility of parents, how about the remembrance of the child? God said when he is old, amen. Amazing how things of our childhood stay with us. Amen. I tell you, after 40-something years, I still, dear friend, hear my mother in the very things that I tell my child. Amen. Dear friend, I am telling you, it doesn't matter whether it's good hygiene, dear friend, putting on clean underwear, dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing, I've never jumped off a bridge just because somebody else did. Amen. I've never took candy from a stranger. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, those things get instilled in our heart, burned in the back of our mind, and we just cannot forget the things that we've been taught as a children. Dear friend, what a wonderful blessing that God said, and privilege that we have, friend of mine, to put some things in them that they won't ever forget. They may rebel. They may get a smart mouth on them. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, when they lay in their bed and stare at the ceiling in the darkness, in the quietness of the midnight hour, those things, dear friend, that you put in them, those things you reminded them of day after day, I'm telling you, will echo in the canyon of their soul. Amen. Dear friend, but you've got to put in the time. You've got to make the effort. Dear friend, this morning, and then notice last of all the reassurance from God. God said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they'll not depart from it. That doesn't mean they're not going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean they're not going to deviate from the path. But as the prodigal, they'll get to the place, they'll come to themselves. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it'll bring relief to your soul if you'll raise them right, even if they do wrong. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, sometimes it's the only consolation that mom and dad have when that child has gone wayward. Dear friend, is to know they raised them in the house of God, that they instilled in some things in them that they know that they'll come back to this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we ought to put some things in them that last a lifetime. And now let's notice six things this morning here in this chapter, dear friend, that we ought to instill in them, put in them, remind them of this morning, that they'll never forget. First of all, their conversion. Amen. Verses number 19, the Bible said these words, that they may trust, that thy trust may be in the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we need to make sure we instill in them that they can trust God, and not only with their day-to-day matters, and not only with sickness and sorrow, but most of all and above all, that they can trust God with their eternal soul. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes, seek the Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. Dear friend, that ought to be your prayer every day. Dear friend, it's the salvation of your child. How that they'd come to realize, how that they'd come to trust in Him, how that they'd call upon His name. Dear friend, it ain't the ball games, it ain't the cheerleaders, the scholars, the social or the fashion scene. Brother, you better pray for the salvation of your child, because if your child in church doesn't get saved, dear friend, by adulthood, brother, we have failed them. Amen. Trust the Lord. Dear friend, train them how to pray. I trained them how to ask God for help. I trained them how to depend upon God. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, I trained them how to talk to Him when they can't talk to anyone else. I trained them how that His eyes are watching them always. I make sure of their salvation this morning. Amen. Ask them if they've given their heart to the Lord.
Amen. Dear friend, we need to make sure that above all things, dear friend, that they're saved this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we need to be attentive to their questions. Dear friend, and watch them. Dear friend, this morning with all reservation. Dear friend, and make sure of their conversion, that they put their trust. Dear friend, not, dear friend, because they raised their hand, and not because they went to the altar, and not because they got baptized and joined the church, and not because mom and daddy or the preacher said so, dear friend, but make sure, dear friend, this morning of their conversion, that they put their trust in God. Amen. Dear friend, we need to instill some conversion in them, and then secondly, we need to instill correction in them. Amen. The Bible said in verses number 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. Amen. Now, Solomon did not say that Dr. Spock's book on raising children will get rid of it. God did not say order that program off the TV about rebellious children and that'll take care of the situation. The Bible said the rod of correction will drive it far from them. The Bible said in Proverbs 19 and verse 18, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Amen. And brother, you better discipline them. You better correct them before they get to that age. Brother, where they rebel and they're rejected. Proverbs 23 and verse 12, withhold not correction from thy child. If thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Amen. I know it's not politically correct this morning. I know there's always the police. I dear friend, out looking for dear friend abuse this morning, and I'm telling you, brother, if you abuse your child, I thank God you ought to go to jail. They ought to put you under the jail, dear friend, this morning for abusing a child, dear friend. But I'm telling you, the reason we've got our problems like we do, the reason why they're rebellious, the reason why you can't keep them in school, the reason why you can't keep them out of juvie, the reason why you can't, dear friend, get a hold of them, is because we do not correct them. Dear friend, this morning, abusing a child is not spanking a child. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said use the rod of correction. Dear friend, to get that foolishness out of their heart this morning. Amen. Proverbs 29 and 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth shame to his mother. Proverbs 29 and verse 17, correct thy son, and he shall give you rest. Proverbs 13:24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Amen. And so we've got a responsibility to chasten our children. And those children nowadays have no idea what a whooping he is. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'll tell you, after you tell them don't, dear friend, after you tell them no for the fifth time, rather they don't have any fear in you this morning, you better set some boundaries and limits, dear friend, while they're young. If they don't learn to submit to your authority, dear friend, while they're young, brother, they never will. And if they don't do it at home, they're not going to do it at school, they're not going to do it in church, they're not going to do it in society. Dear friend, this morning, you learn as a child how you can't always have your way, and we need to instill in them, dear friend, that actions do have consequences, and that they will reap what they have sown, and they will be held accountable for the things that they do this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning, if you've got an unruly child in church, dear friend, don't stay at home. I've heard parents say, well, I just can't come to church, and my children don't know how to act. Well, that's your fault this morning. You bring them to the house of God. Amen. Well, preacher, what if they start getting rudely, unruly? Dear friend, I got two things. Brother, if they're real young, I'm talking about maybe 1 or 2 years old, we've got a nursery. Dear friend, take them to it. Dear friend, correct them and bring them back out and set them back down. Dear friend, don't let that child begin to learn. And all it's got to do is cry one time, and then it gets to go and play in the floor in the nursery. Amen. I know you don't want to disrupt the service. I understand that. But brother, I'll tell you, when you correct that child 3 or 4 times, it'll learn. Brother, this morning, dear friend, but not only a nursery, when that child gets a little older, 3 and maybe up, dear friend, this morning, you know your children, dear friend, we've got also got a hedge bush out front. I take them out on the front porch, break you off a hedge limb, and wear that young'un out. Amen. And bring him back in, set him back down. Dear friend, that he may learn to behave in the church house. Amen. Don't let him be running around everywhere, crawling under the pews. Dear friend, this morning, that's your responsibility. Amen. Dear friend, if that child goes to school and he has to learn to sit in a desk and pay attention, dear friend, and I'll tell you something, I know they often have times of exception, dear friend, but that child goes to school, and I guarantee you the teacher doesn't let him go to the bathroom 14 times during class, and you ought not let him go to the bathroom 14 times during service. I see him up getting a drink of water every 5 minutes. Dear friend, I'll tell you something else. Dear friend, that teacher does not let that child, dear friend, bring a sippy cup and a bag of Cheerios and sit in his desk and eat it all during class. And brother, you ought to have some restraint of your children in the house of God as well. Go ahead and send me a letter. I said it. All you pastors can say thank you. Dear friend, we need to put some correction in our children this morning. Dear friend, then number 3, in verse number 1, the Bible said a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Amen. Dear friend, we need to put some character into our children. Amen. Instill some character in them. Dear friend, that'll last the rest of their life. That they'll know who they are when no one else is around. That they'll have some self-worth. Dear friend, they'll have some purity. Dear friend, in their reputation. Dear friend, because I'm telling you, brother, once that reputation gets ruined, it's hard to ever gain respect again. Dear friend, tell them they've got nothing to prove out of them little friends they have. That doing right pays off, and they'll never regret doing what's right in the eyes of God. Dear friend, they ought not to fear doing what's right. Amen. Joseph, a long way from home, friends pressuring him. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, they need to do what's right. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we live in a day. Dear friend, this morning, it seems like that children just want to follow the crowd and do what they're doing. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, dear friend, we need to instill some character in them. Dear friend, that yes, I want them to feel bad when they're with their friends and their friends want them to do something. Brother, I want there to be some resistance. I want that voice to echo in the back of their mind. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I want them to do what's right in the sight of God so that they don't have to carry that baggage the rest of their life. Dear friend, this morning, sin will scar them, and we need to instill that in them. Amen. We need to instill in some compassion in them. The Bible said in verses number 4, dear friend, this morning, that by humility and fear, the Lord's riches. Amen. In verses number 9, the Bible said, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed. Amen. And then over in verses number 22, the Bible said, rob not the poor because he's poor, and neither oppress the afflicted. Dear friend, you need to put some compassion. Show them some humility. There's nothing worse than a conceited child that thinks he's better than anyone else. Without manners, to show no respect to adults. Dear friend, the only thing they're interested in is themselves. Give me, give me, give me. And by the way, in verses 22, God said, don't let them be a bully. Amen. Dear friend, to oppress the poor. Amen. Amen. How dear fam, this morning I'm telling you, in verses 26, we need to instill constraint in them this morning. How dear fam, the Bible said, be thou not one of them that strike hands, and one of them a surety of debts. How dear fam, we ought to let our children know that there's limits, there's boundaries. And dear friend, we're raised in a generation of spoiled brats. And dear friend, that the only thing on their mind is give me, give me, give me. You better tell them, brother, if they don't have the money to pay for it, not to go in debt for it. Amen. And dear friend, money doesn't buy everything. It certainly can't buy happiness nor fulfillment. And dear friend, and finally in verse 28, and dear friend, we need to instill some convictions in their heart. The Bible said, remove not the ancient landmarks. How dear friend, train them, teach them how that the things we instill in them will last how the rest of their life. Amen. And you'll be proud of that child this morning. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Can see.